Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Ntlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today we have the pleasure of speaking to Loveness Mudzuri, one of the two women that took their case to the Zimbabwe Constitutional Court seeking an order to declare child marriages illegal and unconstitutional. Loveness was one of the young women that attended the recently ended Africa Union Summit, whose theme was empowering women. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Loveness Mudzuri.
Thank you so much.
Loveness, you have just come back from the Africa Union, where you were representing the campaign against early child marriages. Tell us a little bit about that. What was your experience like at the Africa Union?
At the African Union, I experienced a lot. At least I had the chance of talking to a lot of women. They were experiencing the challenges that are facing other women in Africa. I got to realize that it's not only Zimbabwe that is facing this early child marriage. It's a lot of women in Africa, which means women are being deprived of their capabilities to be better people.
So moving forward and judging from the experience that you got from the Africa Union, how are you inspiring other girls that may be in a situation similar to the one that you were in?
I am saying to every girl child out there to stand for yourself. This is the time that you have to stand for yourself and others that are not yet in the same challenges that you are facing. You should be there for others. Stand for other girls. Stand for every other woman in Africa.
Take us through your experience. You personally was married off by your family. You were involved in an early child marriage. Tell us your experience.
I was 16 when I was married off, and I was about to sit for my O-level exam. So when my mother discovered that I was pregnant, it was about 6 months after 6 months of my pregnancy, when she realized that I was pregnant, she then sent me off to my husband, whom I am living with right now. So it has been a tough experience. I couldn't continue with my education, even though I wrote my O-levels. I couldn't continue with my education. I didn't exceed A-level, go to university, or even go to college. So it is something that is so terrifying.
What do you think could have been done differently? There may be some parents who are also thinking of doing something similar. What can be done differently when a situation like yours comes up?
I would advise every other parent out there to understand their children. Look at what their children are capable of doing. Every girl child out there, I believe, has got a dream. And that dream can be pursued only if the parents can allow. They shouldn't send off their children for anything, even for money, for whatever. They shouldn't.
So when you look back, why do you think your parents took the step that they took?
I think it was because of the society, what the society was going to think, and the thought of their money being wasted.
And right now you say that you are living with your husband. How big is your family, and how are you perceived in the society where you live? Were you married off in the same place where you grew up?
Yes, I was married off in the same place I grew up. It's like the same area. Like you can actually know what's happening to my mother's house whilst I'm here. So right now I've got two kids, and I'm living with my in-laws, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law. So it's like we are about nine in the family. And looking at what people think in the society, so many people don't want to associate with you no matter how good your ideas are. They just think you are a very bad influence to everyone.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Loveness Mudzuri, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much, Marvelous, for having me on your show.
The Women's Forum is hosted by Marvelous Ntlanga Nyahuye in Washington.